Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Most High in Christ bless you all and to all the 12 tribes that are scattered throughout the world. Happy Sabbath and shalom. Hey, producer, I think it's episode 7. I need you to really make sure you check that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Double check that. And we're confirming that, but this should be episode 7. Welcome to the Power Hour. Native Latin and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I'm your host for today, Captain Aparium.
And shalom, Most High Christ bless, Soldier Eric.
All right. So again, happy Sabbath and shalom to each and every one. Peace and blessings. That being said, still a lot going on the earth. Maybe some of y'all watch the news, maybe some of y'all don't. I watch the news from the perspective of not being witchcraft and bamboozled by it, but to know how our enemy is thinking, right? Y'all have heard me say before, to face your enemy, you must know the face of your enemy. And your enemy will reveal their plans. Maybe not in detail, all right? Maybe not every single thing, obviously, right? Because they're being strategic too, right? Because we're at war. It's a spiritual war. They know prophecy that Esau is the end of the world and Jacob is the beginning of it that followed. They know that.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I ain't mad at them.
Right.
I know it's a fixed fight. I know we're going to win in the end. All praises to the Most High God.
Already.
I ain't mad at them. I like competition. I'm competitive, man. You know, not to the point where it's obnoxious.
Right.
But I'm a man, right? So we competitive.
Yes, we are.
Remember, there's one brother playing basketball one time, you know, shooting some hoops and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just like not putting any effort in the game.
Right.
I'm like, yo, dude, what the hell? What's going on, man? He's like, nah, I don't play to win. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
I said, I wish you would have told me that when I chose you. Come on, man. Who don't play to win?
Exactly.
This ain't freaking croquette. you know what I'm saying, man? You,
hell yeah.
You're playing bantam or something
right.
like that, man.
Right.
Playing what we used to call that thing? When you used to hit the ball with your hand and tap it to it. What was the name of that thing, man?
Either handball or racquetball.
Nah. You would hit it back to each other. I forgot what they called it. We did it in New York.
Yeah,
man.
It must be a West Coast.
I mean, heck, man, when I played Johnny on a pony, man, I was looking to break your ribs. Yeah, y'all from the strip, from the city know about that. You don't know about that. Right?
What is it?
So basically, man, you have a line of dudes,
uh-huh.
right? We got one holding on to the wall.
Right.
Right, and everybody holds around his waist.
Okay.
All right? Black out the visual, but that's what we did as kids, you know, innocently, right? And your job is to run and try to break their back, basically. You're trying to break that whole, remember, they're like a chain.
So they're like this, and you try to run through the side.
Right, so you're like the, you know, they're like, got the one guy holding the wall, right? Who usually holds with the shoulder, and you got the guy holding
around.
Him around his weight, and you squat over.
Right.
You know, like squatting. And you hold that guy around the waist, the other one around the waist, and just keeps growing the line. So your point is to jump. Make it to the wall on the jump, or break them down. Break down.
Wow.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Tetherball.
Huh?
Tetherball.
No, that ain't.
Nah, wasn't it, man.
We We had a game, something like, it's called Red Rover. We would, like, hold hands and do that. Somebody tried to break through.
Yeah, I remember that, too. Yeah, but this thing was, and when the trick was, you had to, when you come in with your knee, you had to come in hard in the ribs. Yeah, I'm serious. Wow. We had one. We call it a suicide. We throw the ball up against the wall, and you catch it, right? It's like, you know, you're catching grounders.
Right.
Ground ball. You miss it, bobble it, you got to run to the wall because whoever picks up that ball, man, you're going to fling it right at.
Wow.
See, that made men.
Yeah, definitely.
We play hot peas and butter. Y'all know what that is either?
No, it's probably the same game, just a different name.
All right, well, it involved the belt. You hid the belt somewhere. All right, and you would say, hot peas and butter, go and get your mother, right?
Right.
And try to find a belt.
Right.
This is the projects we played this for. You know, projects are huge.
Yes, sir.
And whoever found a belt, you chase everybody. Then it became like manhunt, but like at another level with
right.
a belt.
You was just whooping them with it.
And you catch them, they're getting whooped.
Wow.
Buckle, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, we were crazy, bro.
Yeah, we didn't play that.
So, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is, bro.
Wow.
All right, so I'm competitive, man.
I hear you.
Because I'm a man.
Are we all?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. This thing of no. It's everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
You lost.
Right.
Oh, you got a trophy for?
That's real.
I never understood that, man. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I got a trophy. But then as I got old, I was like, but we lost. We were like in last place.
Exactly. What
the hell is this? Right. And it wasn't for lack of me not being competitive.
A team effort.
Hey, man, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing, man. You know? Work hard, play hard. I'm up all those things, man. Anyway, man, welcome, brothers and sisters, all praises. We're continuing on the topic of the truth shall make you free, the invention of the Negro and Caucasian people. And those of you that are new, welcome, my first-timers. Those of you that are watching the replay or watching live, thank you, welcome, share, subscribe, comment. All right, and get this out, man, all right? Get this out. These radio shows, man, we cover a lot of stuff, man, that you're not going to get from the news or from your school system or from your family or from your neighbors. All right. So let's go ahead and play this video. I found this interesting. I mean, I added this in at the last minute. I was just going to go straight to continue. I mean, it's still part of the invention. It still is because politics is an invention. And unfortunately, our people get involved in politics. Most, I want to say, with the right intentions. But when they get in, how are you gonna help your people when you're joining the team of your enemy?
Right.
It's their system. It's designed for them to keep us down.
I agree.
And you're outnumbered. And plus, more importantly, above all of that, that's not how the scripture says the 12,000 from each tribe, from the 12 tribes, 144,000 men are going to be sealed with the word. Not through politics.
No, definitely not.
No. Says they're going to be sealed with this, with the Bible.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and play our brother. All right? And, he seems sincere. He seems sincere. But, you know, there's always a little coon in our people. So there's a little coon. And more importantly, I want y'all to see for yourself if what he mentioned and him speaking on the floor and listen to his constituents, like they call them, in the background, shouting out stuff and everything, kind of rebuttal him when he's speaking and ask yourself and see for yourself, rather, why the Most High said politics ain't the way we're going to be woken up. All right, go ahead, brother.
Comments made by my friend from Georgia.
I can't see it.
I think we're going to ever.
Right, start from the beginning. I can't see it. One of them days I see already, huh? I don't see it on the TV. Is there a reason why it's not on the TV? I know the viewers are seeing it.
Yes, sir. The viewers see it. But let me try to move it over to yours as well.
All right. Try to do it. Play it in the meantime. I'm looking at it on my phone.
I'd like to address comments made by my friend from Georgia. I think if we're going to ever get to resolving the issues we have in the black community, we got to be honest, my friends. We just heard that a pushback on the fact and we're getting black men in the black community not doing their job. Well, let me give you the facts real quick. First of all, when I was growing up in the 60s, we led the country and then committed to marriage over 70%. Black women could
stop the video. Stop the video. Hey, I'm hearing too much background noise from the people out there. All right, that's disrespectful. Can we tell them to quiet down? Y'all know the drill already.
Yes, sir.
The hell is this? Right.
Getting married more than white women until white women until 1970. We now have between 70 to 80% of black fathers who desert their families. And we're
not put it back, man. Put it back. He said something very profound, bro. Go back. Go start from the beginning.
I'd like to address comments made by my friend from Georgia on the other side. I think if we're going to ever get to resolving the issues we have in the black community, we got to be honest, my friends. We just heard that pushback on the fact that we're getting black men in the black community not doing their job. Well, let me give you the facts real quick. First of all, when I was growing up in the 60s, we led the country and then committed to marriage over 70%. Black women could rely on getting married more than white women until 1970.
All right, stop.
We now have between 70 to 80% of black.
Stay with me, producer. It's very profound what he's saying about the 60s, because I remember 60s, 70s, all right, hearing about the 60s, growing up in the 70s, and know firsthand, and y'all heard me say this, how black men, Hispanic men, they were hardcore, bro.
Right.
They were all about power to the people and everything. I remember that stuff, man. One of the first arts I picked up besides boxing was Kung Fu.
Okay.
And my Sifu, okay, was a Judah brother. All right, and he would take the blacks and Hispanics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Northern Kingdom, Southern Kingdom, and when he would train us, he would educate us too.
Right.
We went down, he owned the bar, and in the basement of the bar where all the chairs and stuff that weren't being used, that's where we did our Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And he would, in addition to training us how to be, you know, efficient in Kung Fu, man, he enlightened our minds. He gave us positive speeches. I look forward to that day. I would run over there as a kid, man. Couldn't wait, man, because it was inspiration. It wasn't only because of the Kung Fu and you were able to, you know, fight. It was more involved in it. It was the discipline, everything, man, you know. And I remember men like this. So I know I could relate to what he's talking about.
Yeah, we come a long way.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
White women until 1970.
So we just started marrying, what did he say, white women until 1970?
Mm-hmm. He said we were the most married.
To the Caucasian woman.
Did he say to the Caucasian? He said compared to them.
Oh, compared to them. Yeah, okay. All right, I want to make sure I heard correctly. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
80% of black fathers who desert their families, and we're not willing to be honest about that. We're not willing to say that these guys need to man up. Maybe when we start telling our
see how kids, disrespectful, man. See, when Esau talks, nobody interrupts him. All right, they want to interrupt him because he's bringing out some points. Go ahead.
That they're being nothing but whiners, weenies, and wimps. If men cannot take care of their own kids, that might be a good start.
I reject the words.
Mr. Chairman, I call for order.
We right now, the facts are in. Order.
Stop. See, they got no respect. That's my point. We go into politics. They just do it just because, man. All right? Because at this level here, from what I understand, I do understand how it's supposed to work. What I mean from what I understand is you're supposed to be voted in by your peers.
Right.
Right? But I know there's probably some stuff that goes in there. You know, let's go ahead and get him in. You know, he'll just be the token.
Affirmative action.
Right, right. I didn't want to say that because that's not what it's supposed to be in politics.
Right.
But it's right. Because I was going to say, but you're right. You're right. All right. Go ahead. But disrespecting him. Disrespecting him, bro. I mean, come on, man. That's your time. When you speak,
right.
That's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Facts are in. Facts. Black fathers. 70 to 80% are deserting their families. Talk to these black single women out there and see what they think about this. We sit in this little bubble where we're living the life. We're married, many of us, and we cannot be honest about what's happening in our urban communities. Where these kids are growing up with no fathers, no examples.
Solution?
At the end of the day, there's a reason why.
Stop. Rewind that back to where he asked that one question. Go ahead.
No example.
Solution?
He asked, are there any solutions? He just went right over what he just asked.
Right.
That would have been his – see, if I would have been on that panel, right, which I wouldn't, but if I had that platform right there and I'm on TV and everything, I would have came out with the solution, with the biblical solution.
Yes,
first, I would have came out with the problem.
Right.
Right? Of why what he's mentioning has taken place. right? Because one thing about here in IUIC, and I can only obviously speak for IUIC because I've seen other camps, okay? Right. One thing about us, we have solutions.
Yes, sir.
And the solutions we bring out are straight from the Holy Bible. You could rest assured that after you speak with an Israelite man from IUIC, you're going to have solutions. Now, whether you apply them, that's something else.
That's right.
But you will never leave after having a conversation with the men of IUIC not having a solution. You should never, ever leave confused after speaking to them. If you do, that's on your doing.
That's right.
And I can say that with all confidence.
Yes, sir.
Okay? With all confidence, I could say that. All right? He just went right over there. He had none. Because that was his opportunity.
Right.
So he went into this charade, because that's what I call it, at the end of the day. And again, he was, I'm sure he was sincere, but this is all a charade, right, for TV,
right,
with no solutions. And you're going to see what I'm – you're going to see that. That's true. Go ahead.
With no fathers, no example.
Solutions?
At the end of the day, there's a reason why our kids –
that wasn't edited. He just went over it.
Toward these options of hopelessness. And for us to sit here in 2021, no, not right now, I'm sorry.
He said these options of hopelessness, right? Something just came to my mind. Give me Hebrews 11:1. He said hopelessness means you don't have hope, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see what the Bible says. You see, you can't have an Israelite up there.
No.
They'll give us like 10 seconds. Okay, you yield your time. You know how they do up there.
We don't want to hear that Bible anymore.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Is the substance of things hoped for.
What did it start off with? With faith. Faith is the substance of things not hoped for. Go ahead.
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things not seen, right? That's why faith is faith. Right? Go ahead.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Uh-huh.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Okay, did it say hope in the first verse?
It did.
Okay, read that again. That's what I wanted.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 1.
Freedom?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Of things hoped for. All right? He said they're hopeless. They're hopeless because they have no answers to the everyday problems that each and every one of us that have repented, started on a road to repentance, had. The questions we all had in some form or another. Hence why we're here, because we saw solutions. For the most part, because you got some here that they still think is Christian church.
Right.
All right. It just feels good to them. Right. Maybe doing a few commandments. And if they are doing all the commandments, they're doing them grievously. All right. They're not in the right spirit. All right. But it says faith is the things hoped for. And where do you find your faith? How do you build your faith? In the Holy Bible.
That's right.
First and foremost, by knowing that you blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. Y'all are the true Jews.
Bring it out, Cap.
And then understanding that once you understand that and embrace that, in addition to Christ the Messiah being a man of color, a black man.
That's right.
With woolly hair. The Most High God being the same, because when they asked him, how does the Lord look? He said, if you see me, you see my Father. So he's a black man.
That's right.
That's right.
Knowing that and then understanding the steps of repentance and asking for forgiveness and then continuing to live your life and build your life back as an Israelite man according to the Bible, following the Lord's statutes and commandments, not the Lord's statutes and suggestions. Now you have faith. Because the scripture says, Ecclesiastes 12:13, you know one of my favorite scriptures, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Ecclesiastes 12:13, because here's the blueprint to not being hopeless, like this man said, like our brother said up here. Go ahead.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 13.
Freedom!
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
That's all it is. Doesn't say go into politics. It doesn't say try to help your people BLM, Black Lives Matter, all these other movements that have failed.
Right.
Had good intentions except for BLM. I don't believe in that thing at all. That's all. especially when 70% of the people in there are Caucasian.
Right.
All right, so that's not a Black Lives Movement.
The hell is this?
It's ridiculous.
Right.
All right, look it up. It's true. Facts. No, keep the whole duty of man is fearing God and keeping the commandments.
That's right.
All right. And in addition to that, as you're doing that, give me Joshua 1:8. There's hopelessness in the Black community. You won't have hopelessness in the Black community, and Joshua mentions it here, if you do this, in addition to Ecclesiastes 12:13.
This is the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8.
Freedom.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
This book of the law, the Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth. Meaning, you know what? Nothing wrong with reading other books. Nothing wrong with watching TV. But this should come first. When you see stuff that's wrong in books that you read, magazines that you read, news and movies and shows that you see, you should go ahead and relate it to the Bible. Okay? And look at, okay, damn, that's evil. Is that scriptural? That will happen? Yes. Hey, okay, so how can we change that? You go to the Bible. Go ahead.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
You shall meditate therein day and night on the Bible. And what will happen?
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Uh-huh. And what will happen?
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
And you will not be hopeless. How come he didn't say that when they asked him, what's the solution? You know why they asked that? And on TV, they know they're on TV. Mm-hmm. Because now, man, Native American man or woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
They watch this waiting. Right. They're like, good looking man up there, older man, right? Knows about oppression.
Mm-hmm. Good, well-spoken.
Well-spoken. Mm-hmm. He's in a position of authority.
Right.
Right? Of what the world would say is a mighty man, preeminence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they ask him, what's the solution? And he just continued rambling on.
Uh-huh.
Y'all see what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
Y'all see that your only hope from avoiding hopelessness? Listening to the prophets of the Most High God. Ain't nobody else going to bring this out like we do.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else going to bring it out and bring it out with proof, with the most powerful book in the world, with the only book that's going to show you how to be successful. Yeah, there's plenty of motivational speakers out there.
Right.
Plenty of books. I read them all. Right? They're good. They're good. But what is wealth if you ain't got health?
That's right.
What is wealth if you ain't got everlasting salvation?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with being wealthy.
Right.
Joseph of Arimathea was wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
But they stayed the course.
Mm-hmm.
They never forgot their nationality, and they never wanted to be like their oppressors.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They wanted to keep it going for their nation, but they used wisdom.
Oh,
they were wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. This isn't wisdom.
No, it's not. That's politics.
And again, I empathize. I look at things from other people's frame of reference, which is what you should do. You want to be inspirational to someone. You want to be a good leader. One of the traits is be empathetic. Listen to things from another person's frame of reference, right?
Uh-huh.
And I did, and I'm doing it again. And I understand that a major reason why he has no answers. Give me Hosea 4:6.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4.
So you're in the spirit. You already
6.
Know where I was going. You get ready. All right. I'll praise his brother.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
The scripture says, the prophet Hosea, the spirit of the Most High says, what?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, that knowledge is twofold. Let's get Malachi 2:7. What is the knowledge according to the Bible? It's twofold now. Remember, the Bible has double meaning, sometimes more than one meaning. When you break it down, you apply it. Go ahead.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 2 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
Your priest's lips should keep knowledge, but they're not. Every Sunday, every Saturday, whatever hell day that particular church deems is holy, right? They're supposed to be teaching knowledge. They're supposed to be teaching you what I'm bringing out now, what all the radio shows bring out, what all of our leadership bring out every Sabbath, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's right.
Like I said in Joshua 1:8, this book shall not depart from you. And if it doesn't, you will have good success and be prosperous.
That's right.
But because most of our people do not follow that and do depart from the book. Read it again.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 2 and verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
They don't keep the knowledge. The priests, the people that are under the guise that they're priests and pastors, supposed to be feeding the flock.
Right.
That's in the scriptures. They're saying everything we're reading is in their Bible. But why ain't they doing it? Go ahead.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
There you go again. Everywhere you go in the Bible, it's about the law. It's about the law, New and Old Testament. It's about the law. Don't fool yourself. Don't let these pastors fool you that you're washed in the blood of Jesus crap. That you need to be dipped in water, right? And you'll be saved, but it's okay to continue to sin. That don't even make any sense. But you just ruin your day. You just wet yourself and your clothes and everything. That's all you did. You came out a wet sinner.
The hell is this?
Is that it on that?
A little bit more. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
He is. Your priest is supposed to be the messenger of the Lord of hosts, messenger of this Bible, the interpreter. That's what prophet means. We're the teachers. But this man didn't know that. Go back to Hosea 4 and 6.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Now, there's a good chance. I say a good chance. I didn't say 100% chance that if we were to bring this knowledge to this brother so he can go up on that a podium and speak and bring out the solutions, that he wouldn't go for it.
No, sir.
And even if he tried, I'm willing to bet this 150%. They won't allow him to.
Right.
So what should that tell him? I'm in the wrong business. But he won't do that because his pockets are filled.
Right.
Okay? Because it's not about we, it's about me with a lot of our brothers and sisters.
Hey, Cap, somebody mentioned that in the comments. They said that they won't let him use the Bible. But they'll say you can't use the Bible.
You don't have to use the Bible. If you're well-versed, if you're well-trained and your knowledge, because you're keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, because that wasn't even on my mind for him to bring out the Bible.
Right.
But guess how many other – hey, the pastors bring this out.
Right.
Motivational speakers bring it out, and they ain't using the Bible.
They don't even have it open.
They don't even have it open. They quote stuff there because it benefits them. Because if they motivate you, right, spiritually, according to them, they motivate you to bring out your pocket to open up your wallet.
Right.
See, so they use it for that way. So why can't he use it that way? I don't buy that excuse.
No.
See, I wouldn't laugh. See, I wouldn't, but if I were in that position and I knew this truth, they would fire me.
Oh, definitely.
I'll never win another election again, but I'll take that moment. That'll be my moment. That'll be my 5 minutes of fame.
Go out with a bang.
Or 15 minutes of fame, whatever. Probably 5 minutes because, you know, they'll send in Secret Service and everything. Cut me off and take me out.
Yes, sir.
And then you may never see me again. They'll take me out, but not to lunch.
Right.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But there's ways. There's wisdom you can use.
There is.
A lot. I could think of a million ways right now how I would have went ahead and used that. Took that opportunity,
right,
to wake our people up. Okay, so read Hosea 4 and 6 one more again.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6.
Freedom!
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Okay, so the knowledge we went over in Malachi 2 and 7 is the law, right? Mm-hmm. But what about the knowledge that we're God's chosen? I'm hearing too much noise in the background, in the bathroom. Somebody go in there and tell them to quiet down.
Yes, sir.
So that's the other part of the knowledge, knowing who you are. You always hear me say, to know where you're going, you must know where you come from.
That's right.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Bring it out.
Right? Those are old adages. I didn't make them up. I didn't coin them.
Right.
I like them, though, because they're true.
The truth. Yes, sir.
So we have to understand this battle that we're in, and we have to understand that. Let me prove it, because we have some new people here, right? Because some people, whoever made that comment, may or may not, I don't want to judge, they think that this man is doing a good thing, right?
Yes,
but let's see how the Most High God feels about it. Give me 1 Corinthians 1,
Okay, let me tell you. Let me see where I want to start here. Hold on a second. Let's see where I want to start. Because I thought that too. Trust me. I was into this politics stuff many, 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 many years ago before this truth. Let's start at 1 and let's start 19.
This is a book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
He's going to destroy the wisdom of the wise. Who's the wise in this respect? The Caucasian man and woman.
Esau.
Okay? Esau, who's their biblical name. All right? He's going to destroy their wisdom. All right? We see all their wisdom right now going on, and it ain't working out good for anybody.
No, sir.
Okay? And y'all know what I'm talking about. Go ahead. Can't say it because they'll go ahead. They've already been freezing my account. Go ahead.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. And will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
All this stuff is considered prudent. Wise. Politics. Getting involved in there, right? Representing your people, quote unquote. Air quotes. He said he's bringing that down. This is nothing.
Nothing.
This is garbage. And it's even more garbage because, again, he's on the team of the enemy.
Right.
That put out laws in this last infrastructure bill to fine companies $70,000 to $700,000 if they don't comply with the mandate.
Wow.
That was stuffed in this 4,000-page or whatever it is bill. That's how they do. But nobody knows about that because people are too caught up in their own BS. See, I'm a watchman, so I look for it. It's in my nature. It's in my spirit to investigate.
Right, that's right.
I've been investigating my adult life. Okay, and I'm over a century old. I mean, over a century. Over half a damn, man. I'm good. I look good, man. Over half a century old. Black don't crack.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
And that will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Hey, y'all remember the slogan for the Inquirer? Inquisitive minds want to know.
Inquiring.
That's me. I need to know because I'm in war. I'm a general, bro.
That's right.
You know, I'm a strategist. I need to know. I know we at war. I recognize that. So now I just got to be 10 steps ahead of my enemy. That's how you win.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Of course, with the Most High, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You want me to, verse 20?
Go ahead. Yep.
Verse 20.
Where?
No. 21. 21.
Oh, we did 20. Yeah, 20. 20. Yes.
Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
The wisdom of this world is foolish. Don't be fooled by iPhone, right. These robots that are, you know, they have at hospitals, uh-huh, doing stuff, taking care of patients, all this technology,
right.
Electric cars. Don't be impressed by all of that. It's nice.
It is.
But don't be impressed by all of that. It's nice to have nice things. Uh-huh. Right?
I'd agree.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But you got to put the Most High first.
That's right.
And don't ever be... Don't ever get it twisted. They only doing that because the Most High allowed Satan to allow them to do it. That's, I said something right there.
I know.
But I'm going to leave it right there. Go ahead.
Verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
No, by politics.
By the foolishness of preaching.
By going ahead and doing marches. And going ahead and rioting.
The foolishness of preaching.
Uh-huh. Being on Congress.
Foolishness of preaching.
Uh-huh.
To save them that believe.
Okay, here's the point coming up. Now, let's not lose the point, right? Go ahead.
For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom.
Right, Greeks is just talking about the northern kingdom and the Jews that were living their life as Greekish fashion and Greekish customs. They're called Hellenists. Go ahead.
Verse 23.
They were still Israelites, blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans that we call today. Go ahead.
That's right. But we preach Christ crucified,
uh-huh,
unto the Jews a stumbling block,
uh-huh,
and unto the Greeks foolishness.
Okay. Go jump down. Let's get straight to the point. 26.
Verse 26.
I'm sorry, 25. Go ahead.
Verse 25. But the foolishness of God.
No, because.
Oh, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
See, y'all believe in this Caucasian system. Y'all believe in the Caucasian man. That there's nobody smarter than him. And the scripture does say that they're wiser than Daniel. But that's your idol. But the Most High God, who controls everything, who's the puppet master, said what?
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
The foolishness, the smallest thing of the Most High God is wiser than Esau.
Go ahead. And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
That's why he said, I will not meet you like a man in the judgment day. He ain't meeting Esau like a man.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Finish him. Verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren.
Uh-huh. Here you go. Here's the main point.
Go ahead.
How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
This man is considered by one of the commenters. Again, I don't know where they were going with that. Right.
Right.
Considered noble.
Mm-hmm.
But he had no solutions when he was asked.
No
What's
knowledge.
Noble about that?
No knowledge. I can look at him and tell he has no knowledge.
Got a nice tie, matching everything nice, but got no knowledge.
No, sir.
Let's prove it. Finish the video. And let's see what we look.
And
how we looking
to
at
sit time here in 2021. No, not right now. I'm sorry. Let me just finish. To sit here in 2021 and not point out the fact that we have fatherless homes. We have 70 to 80%. These are the facts, my friends. 70 to 80% will not marry the mothers of their children. And instead would probably try to convince them so they to dissolve them from their issues to go and get an abortion. We've lost 20 million black babies of the last 40 years. 40% of my race has been exterminated because we don't have men.
So stop.
Sit there and say, I'll take
exterminated
care of my
by the same legislation that he represents.
Mm-hmm.
By something called Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. That the state of Texas, okay, is put out a law that is illegal. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting that.
Because they want to keep killing.
Because why can't he say, that's what he needs to say. I know he has to tippy toe around his words, but you know what? If you're real noble and mighty, and I know he's intelligent, right? You know how to word stuff.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? Scripture says, use my words.
Right.
That's what the Most High says. Mm-hmm. So you don't need the Bible there. If you study, right?
Right.
You'll know where to go and how to frame things. You don't necessarily have to bring out scriptures and say, read.
Right.
There's ways you can bring it out. Hence, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever a man soweth, right?
Matthew 12, 34.
Right. You could bring that. You could bring things like that out.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways you could word it. But he has no solutions because he is not in the right state of mind. He ain't following the law, statutes, and commandments. How can I prove that? Look at his face.
That's what I said. You can just look at him until he has no knowledge.
And that's a good point. That's a good reference you bring out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I can say. It's Ecclesiastes, because you could tell a man by his clothing and by his gait.
Mm-hmm. Know a man by his look.
No man by his look.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, you know, things like this, talk like this would impress me years ago, before
right.
I was in the truth. Because I didn't know any better. I had a sense of hopelessness.
Right.
But I was still fighting for the betterment
mm-hmm.
of the nation, you know. Not so much to the extent now, right? Because, you know, I always hoped. I didn't know all of this stuff, guys. I was just saying, damn, you know. Hispanics got to be better.
All right. We got to do better.
Right. You don't know any better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's that separation that they try to instill in us.
Yes, sir. Divide and conquer.
Right. But then once you know that we all one people, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, are one nation,
mm-hmm.
okay, now that fight just spread out.
A little bit. For us, because we're the only ones that know other
yeah.
people.
Yeah. No, I say spread out for me.
Right.
Because now I'm like, okay, so now I got two other nations, meaning... Mm-hmm. Blacks and Native Americans that I got to look out for now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So my strategy had to change. Uh-huh. The plans got bigger, right? And the war got bigger, okay? And the battles continue. But we will win the war at the end, according to the scriptures.
As it is written.
As it is written. All right, finish the video.
We have men that will sit there and say, I'll take care of my kids. I'll protect my child. I'll make sure they grow up and get a good education. I make sure they're protected in my home and not leave it to their mother to do it on their own. And if we can't be honest about that, how in the world are we going to ever get this thing taken care of? I'll
Stop.
Tell you what.
Everything he just mentioned is the plan that they put in place. That's part of eugenics.
Special.
Latchkey kids, single family homes, welfare. He's preaching to the choir because they created that thing.
Right.
Go ahead, bring out the scripture.
Okay, this is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 54.
Read out.
So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother,
mm-hmm.
and toward the wife of his bosom,
mm-hmm.
and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave.
Okay, and again, that's prophecy, and that's what he just mentioned. But who created that? First and foremost, we created that.
Yes, sir.
We can never lose the fact that we're responsible for everything that we're going through as a people.
Yes, we are. We broke the commandments.
We broke the commandments.
Yes, sir.
Right? So let's never forget that we're blameless. Oh, no.
Right.
Don't be, what do they call that? Slipped my mind right now, the word that they call that. All right. I can't think right now, man. But don't be that person.
Right.
Okay, that wants to pass the blame off.
Esau just the belt.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah. Romans 13 mentions and proves that Esau is just the belt.
Yes, sir.
That's why it says, obey the powers that be. And I'm paraphrasing, because he put them in that power.
That's right.
To put us in line. Ain't no coincidence that the laws of the land are very similar.
Right. Well, it is the judicial.
Judicial law, right. Based after the Jewish, the Jew custom.
Right. Right.
Judah.
Yes, sir.
Right. Judicial system, right. Mm-hmm. They knew that.
Yes, sir.
But the Most High put it in their spirit when he created the Constitution to come out with that stuff. Because they were strapped, like you said. They were playing hot peas and butter. They play hot peas and butter with us.
Right. Yes, sir. Right?
And they always find a strap.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. Yep. So don't get it twisted, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Where was I? Because I lost my you were reading something.
First Corinthians. Yeah. I think we finished it out.
Read it again. Jog my memory.
Book of First Corinthians, chapter 1 and verse 27.
Uh-huh.
But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
No. You brought out a scripture.
Oh, I brought out a...
Yeah, bring that scripture out again.
Okay.
Yeah.
28.
Okay. Yeah, bring that out again. I'm trying to jog my memory, man. Got a million and one thoughts in my brain, bro.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother,
mm-hmm.
and toward the wife of his bosom,
mm-hmm.
and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave.
All right, so that's what I was just talking about. Jog my memory. And this is what he's mentioning here. But again, no solutions.
No.
All right, let's finish it.
That's it.
No.
You're going to start seeing black men, that 30% that's still left, the really good, solid followers, we're standing up. We're changing this.
No, stop. 12,000 from each tribe, 144,000
right.
are going to make it happen.
That's right.
Because those 30% that he's talking about, if they're not repented and the process of repenting and know who they are, that they're an Israelite, according to the scripture,
right.
and know that you got to keep the law, statute, and commandments, they ain't going to do nothing.
No, sir.
That 30%, man, is going to dwindle down to 5%.
It probably already is.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
And that 30% that's still left, the really good, solid followers, we're standing up. We're changing this trajectory. We're sick and tired. I was looking... People looking at us as this is a normal thing that we just don't do our job as men. Be aware.
Stop. He even looks uncomfortable talking. You don't get that body language from him?
Mm-hmm.
He's uncomfortable because he know. He right now, he's scared. He's like, man, they're gonna chastise me when I'm done with this.
Right.
And you know what? I don't mind being chastised, but as long as I brought out some substance. There's not really no substance in this.
Not the message out. That
right.
Matter. Really
right.
Matters.
Right. Go ahead.
And that's going to be a change in the coming years. That we're going to start seeing black men really commit to their families, their kids, the mothers, their children.
Well, he's right about that part, but he doesn't know that that's prophecy. Right. Go ahead. He doesn't know that that's already started to happen.
Back when I was growing up.
All right. I wanted to play to the end because I wanted y'all to see that there was no solution.
Right.
Or he said what potentially is going to happen, which we know is not going to happen. That way. I'm saying, what time is it?
46.
Yeah, Cap.
Yeah.
We have 14 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, give me the 5-minute warning, all right? 5 minutes.
Yeah, not if they're not rooted in this.
No, not if they're not rooted in that. Absolutely
right.
Not.
Right.
Absolutely not.
It means nothing.
All right. And again, you know, somebody will listen to that and they'll go, uh-huh. How we do it?
Right.
Sound good.
Mm-hmm.
How we do it? But I'm going to tell you personally how to do it. Give me again Ecclesiastes 12. And Psalms 111 and 10. I'm going to give you two scriptures. They're going to show you how you do it. And we just read in 1 Corinthians that by the foolishness of preaching.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go back there too.
Go ahead.
Yep.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 13.
Freedom.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments is the whole duty of man.
Okay, give me Joshua 1 and 8 again. I've come in now with solutions.
This is the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8.
Freedom.
This book of the law shall not depart of out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
This is the blueprint. You want to help your people? This is the blueprint right here. Go ahead.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
How are you going to make your way prosperous and have good success? Because you're going to get everlasting salvation. And even if you pass before Christ returns, all right, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
That's right.
Right now, not being repentant and not following the Lord's statutes and the commandments, here's your destiny. I'm going to show you right now what your destiny is if you don't do it. Give me Daniel 12. Daniel 12, here's your destiny. It's in the scriptures. I'm thinking today, right? I'm like, damn, you know, I'm always thinking. My mind's racing a mile a minute, man. And I say to myself, I said, damn, you know, I said, we have everything we need in this one book. There's no answer we do not have.
No.
And I am putting that challenge out there. There is no answer that we do not have for what you're going through. For the Black, Hispanic, and Native American man and woman, falsely so-called, for success.
That's right.
Because you're the Israelites. You're God's chosen. All right, where that said to go, give me Daniel 12. And if you don't choose to follow the blueprint, here's your demise. Give me 12 and 2.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 12 and verse 2.
Freedom.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
This is talking about when Christ returns in that day. Sleeping in the dust, meaning you passed away already. You gave up the ghost. All right? That sleep shall awake.
Go ahead. Some to everlasting life.
Some of y'all that died before Christ returned in this scenario here, some are going to wake up to everlasting life. That's the dead in Christ shall rise first. Uh-huh. But?
And some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Some to shame and everlasting contempt. Everlasting contempt. Read 3.
Verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Uh-huh.
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
And that's my goal, and that's all of our goals, to turn many to righteousness, to make sure that the 144,000 of the men are sealed with this information, are sealed with the blueprint, with the plan for success, for prosperity, to no longer be hopeless.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And this is where these leaders lack. Okay, where else I told you to go?
Psalms 111.
Uh-huh.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10.
Freedom.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
So you see, you'll be able to speak on a pulpit like that. See, they'll never, but understand something. They will never give us a pulpit like this.
Never.
They will never give us a soapbox like this. Never.
What they do to us now.
Right. Because we could go up there. If you're learned and you're well studied, you don't need the Bible. Right? Meaning, yes, we always use the Bible. But if they do not allow us, there's ways of going back to the comment that someone made.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
And y'all men that teach, just think about how many times y'all out there teaching, you don't have the Bible. A conversation just starts. So it can be done.
Yes, sir. I do it all the time.
Right. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. It can be done. But again, at the end of the day, remember what I said? He looked uncomfortable up there. It reminds me of right that he reminds me of the rich man that came to Christ and said, "What do I need to do to get everlasting life?" He said, "Sell your goods, you know, and follow me."
The man had great.
And the reason why Christ said that, let's break that down, because he understood that he loved his material things more. Doesn't mean to be poor. That doesn't mean that at all. I just brought up Joseph Arimathea, poor. How do you think he traveled? Yeah, they gave him money, but he was a business owner. He was a tent maker.
Yes, sir.
He had money. Okay, but he knew in his spirit, he said, I'm going to give it the good old college try. I'm going to tell him what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he does it or not, that's another story.
Amen.
According to the scripture, he chose not to.
Right.
This scripture.
Great possession.
Right.
So
right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with those great possessions, he could have helped the nation.
Right.
But no, he looked at it as his mind. He couldn't see the forest from the trees.
He was greedy.
Yeah. His Lord, his master was the material things, and Christ knew that in the spirit. So it can be done, because guess what? We got wealthy people that help us, you know, in the truth, anonymously, some of them.
Right.
Some people that actually in IUIC, you know, have a form of wealth.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
They don't need to tell nobody any of that stuff, man, but they're here. Or they just need to follow the conclusion of the whole matter.
That's right.
So it can be done. Again, you have to understand, the consequences will not be good.
No.
But then again, the scripture says, count the cost. Who builds a house without counting the cost? So before you use that pulpit for that, you better understand that, yeah, it's a very, very good chance you will be the last time you in Congress. And you will get the talking to, and you will be chastised.
Right.
Because the majority of the people in politics, they understand who the Jews are, the real Jews.
Oh, yeah.
They know who the Israelites are. They get that.
Right.
See, the same way I do research all the time, every day, constantly throughout the day, finding out how Esau moves, they've done that too.
They have think tanks.
Yes, they've done that too, and they understand that if we keep them at our bosom, we got them. Trick Baby, the scene in Trick Baby.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep them at our bosom, we got them.
Mm-hmm. Judas Pond. Keep us in sin, man.
Yep.
That's why they pay us when they do on Friday.
Yeah. Let's get that Judas Pond sometime. I didn't get to go into what I thought I was going to go into, but you know what? I'd be like that, man. All praises, though. What comes out is what needs to come out according to the Most High.
This is the book of Judith, chapter 5 and verse 20.
Freedom!
Now, therefore, my Lord and Governor, if there be any error in this people,
to address comments made by my...
that if there be any error in this people and they sin against their God, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up and we shall overcome them.
And this is what they do. They know this. So they continue to brainwash us and our children in the school system, on TV, with the music, every form of media.
Right.
Brainwashes with evil.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I got you.
Yes,
because they know that as long as they keep us in error, they got us. Read that again. Read that again. We got new people here. Read that again.
This is the book of Judah, chapter 5 and verse 20.
Freedom!
Now, therefore, my Lord and Governor, if there be any error in this people.
Any error meaning if there is any sin, if there is any commandment that they are not doing. Go ahead.
And they sin against their God.
There you go. Go ahead.
Let us consider that this shall be their ruin.
This shall be their ruin, hence why we're ruined. Hence why this man had no solutions. He's ruined. He could change. He could repent.
He could.
But right now he's in a ruined state with anger. I know he's angry.
Definitely.
With love for his people, but with no power. Go ahead.
And let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21.
Nope, and we shall. That's all I need.
Okay.
Unless you got something you want to bring out in it. Go ahead.
Verse 21. But if there be no iniquity in their nation, let my Lord now pass by.
Iniquity is sin. But if there be no sin in their nation as a people, let what?
Let my Lord now pass by, lest their Lord defend them.
And for anybody who thinks that God is for everybody, he clearly said it right here. And this is a what we know today as a Japanese man speaking, an Ammonite. He's telling the Persian, who are the Elamites, the East Indians, the general at the time, Holofernes, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Told him, if they're not in sin, we ain't going to win this fight. We can't destroy that nation. Hence what we're doing here in IUIC, according to the Most High God's commandments.
That's right.
We are commanded to teach up and show them and give them their true nationality, their true identity, and show them what the road is to be successful and prosperous. And that's following the laws, statutes, and commandments.
That's right.
You got anything?
The rest of it?
Go ahead.
Lest their Lord defend them and their God before them. And we become a reproach before all the world.
And that's what's going to happen, because the scripture says that Esau is the end of the world and Jacob's the beginning of it that follows.
That's right.
We will be put back in our rightful place of rulership if we keep the law, statutes, and commandments and have faith and take that hopelessness mentality out of our system.
That's right. Bring it out, Cap.
for the rest of the Sabbath. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. I praise it, man. Yes, sir. Hey, I know I want you to go to camp and stuff, and I know you need to, man, but I kind of want you here with me.
Understood. On the Sabbath, bro. Understood.
Yeah, the spirit. I need a spirit that knows how to handle the situation. You know
all praises,
I mean?
All praises, Cap. Okay. All praises.
That Israel is back. We back. You heathen, you're ready for our way to Christ. Well, I was going to just hit that for
show it,
and that was it.
That was it.
I wanted to go over Daniel 7.
Right.
But Lord willing, I blessed. That's how it is, bro. And exactly. I kind of knew. When I post other things, and I'm like, who knows.
You never know where the spirit will lead the class, though. You know what I mean? It's like if you get to talking about a subject, the spirit will lead you to talk about some whole other thing, man, that you didn't have no idea you were even going to...